أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran Through the Living Quran as we analyze the verses of the Holy Book, the Quran, the Book of Revelation that God has given for all of humanity. Today we turn our attention to verse number 4, in which we read, Maliki Yawmiddin. We refer to God as the owner, the possessor of the Day of Judgment. Now, what does this phrase mean? What does it mean when we say that God is the master or the owner of the Day of Judgment? Point number one that we have to appreciate is the fact that ownership is something which is, we know in this world, but when we talk about God, God's ownership of the Day of Judgment is in the real sense. God's ownership is in that real, understandable sense of ownership. You and I own things, but they are on a temporary basis. We buy and sell, we pass away, and people inherit from us. But God, His ownership of the Day of Judgment in what we're looking at in this verse is the true sense of ownership in every sense of that word. And He will have total control on that day. The day when nobody will be able to even speak without being given the permission by God Himself. When we say in this verse in point number two that God is the master or the owner or the one who in control on the Day of Judgment, we mean two points. There are two things that we should be remembering and keeping in mind when we recite this verse. Point number one is that on the Day of Judgment, all family ties will be severed. My father may be standing beside me on the Day of Judgment. I won't recognize him. My mother, my siblings, my cousins, my extended tribe may be with me, but I won't know who they are. That is a day when no family relationships will save somebody from the day of accountability with God. And point number two is that on the Day of Judgment, neither would my family benefit me, but also my wealth, whatever wealth I amassed in this world, whatever status I had in society, whatever position or title I had in this temporal world will also be stripped away from me. And so when we say that God is the master or the owner of the Day of Judgment, this is what we mean, that there is no way to influence God, to buy God off. Day of Judgment is the day which He owns, and He is in full and total control of that day, and we can do nothing except speak the truth and be a witness over our actions, just as our entire body will witness and speak either for or against us on that particular day. We also need to realize that at point number five is that the Day of Judgment is the day when we will be given our rewards or our retribution. The life of this world that you and I are currently experiencing is the time that we work, where we do good actions, where we strive for a better life in the world to come. This is the world of action. The world to come is the world of rewards. And so we have to do the best that we can do, realizing that God is the master of that Day of Judgment. But we'll conclude with a sixth and final point, which is that keep in mind that although God calls Himself Maliki Yawmiddin, He is the master, the owner, the one who will be in charge on the Day of Judgment. However, what did we say before this? We refer to Him as Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the most compassionate. So even on the Day of Judgment, we will be experiencing and seeking His mercy, His compassion, His ownership of the Day of Judgment, His authority, His power on that day is not like a vengeful king in this world, who, you know, if you step out of line, he would immediately throw you into prison or have you, you know, court-martialed or thrown into jail or any of these things, or even maybe executed in certain countries. No, God is the king. He is the one in charge on that day. But His power, His authority, we can say, is controlled in a way by His mercy, by His compassion, as He's told us many times, that forgiveness is always an avenue which is open for Him. And so as we conclude, we remind ourselves that the Day of Judgment is a very frightful, fearful day. But at the same time, we realize that with the mercy of God being ever present, that it will not only manifest itself in this world, but it will be a manifest more so on the Day of Judgment. And so we look forward to His mercy and compassion and clemency on that day, the day where we are resurrected from our graves and stand in front of Him on the Day of Accountability. As a reminder, if you have not yet subscribed to our channel, please go and take a moment to hit that subscribe button. If you've enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up, please. And as usual, if you would like to comment on it or you have any questions, please do leave a comment in the box below, and we will do our best to respond to each and every comment or question that comes in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.